Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
The best excuse I ever had, and I wasn't even trying to get out of jury duty.
Yeah.
I had a big, one of those big conversion vans when my kids were little with a higher top.
Yeah.
And it didn't fit into the jury duty parking lot.
Really?
Yeah. And so I parked somewhere else and I went up and stood in line and I gave them my jury. I mean, it was a big case that I was supposedly going to be in for. It was like a criminal thing.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure that they were going to take me. And I went up there and I said, is there someplace else I can park?
Uh-huh.
My car doesn't park. And they said, you're excused.
Get out.
Yeah, get out, as one man once famously said.
Like, let's go, Harry.
Exactly.
So if you ever need a good excuse, just tell them that your car doesn't fit wherever they want you to park.
Yeah. Just say guilty as soon as you walk in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. death penalty. Now.
I've got three cops in my family.
Yeah.
All right, you're released. Has anybody actually served on a jury on this show today?
No.
I've served on juries before, yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Anything big?
But it was my own case. I went up there and I took the stand in my own defense.
I said,
not guilty. I've been framed, Your Honor.
Framed!
I served on a jury duty in Philadelphia. The one I was talking about was in California. But this,
okay.
I went down to City Hall. They had us sit in the jury room. We were picking out the foreman. And then we were waiting. And then they excused us because they settled out of court.
Wow. Wow. Could you imagine what it must have been like to be on, like, you know, the O.J. Simpson jury or the Scott Peterson jury where you're sequestered and your life is thrown upside down for $30 a day for 6 months? Oh, my. I'd be like John Cusack in Runaway Jury. I would be doing everything possible to get kicked off that jury. I'd be showing up with a flask each and every day.
But you're well compensated for your waste of time.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Not a waste of time. I mean, it's your duty.
That's
why it's called jury duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your
not
civic
D-O-O-D-Y.
Duty.
Yeah,
right.
D-U-T-Y.
Duty, duty, duty.
Exactly. Thank you, Ron.
I don't understand the concept of having people there, forcing people to be there,
yep,
that already are not wanting to be there.
Yeah.
Like they're so it doesn't really help anybody's case.
No.
You should, I don't know, you know, you can go down the road of professional jurors or, you know, just people who are retired or don't have a job. But for anybody else, it is such a
inconvenience.
Yeah. You know, and it's just like, I don't know. I don't know anybody who's like, oh, I really want to serve on a jury.
Exactly.
You know? Which, what does it say about our justice system then? You have a bunch of people who don't want to be there.
That's right.
You know, and just want to get the quickest results possible so they can go home.
You're right.
Right. Or
we should have professional jurors, people who are willing to get paid.
But I think that there are people that are like that actually do want to serve jurors.
Yeah,
and you don't want those either.
No, like if you do it once, you don't get like, and you say, hey, they don't give you a survey. Did you like jury duty?
Do you want to come back?
Would you like to come back? We'll pay you extra $5.
Yeah.
And we won't pay for your parking or the inconvenience or if you have a job.
Yep.
You know, all the money you lost on your job. But you'll get a lot of it. By the way, if you still go to work at your job, which a lot of people don't anymore, you know, what are you going to get, a pat on the back from a company that you don't work for anymore. So I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, it's like the COVID shot. You get the first one, and then you realize it sucks, and you never want to do it again.
Exactly.
Well, I think that the kind of people that serve on jury duties, or that have no problem and that are not trying to get out of jury duty, are the same kind of people that are willing to carry around people meters.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Oh, you mean the radio people?
Yeah. Demographically wise, they're the same type of people that. You know, that are
because they get paid and they want to keep getting paid.
Exactly. Speaking of getting paid, some people get paid for their Twitter performance. I know, Tony Bruno, you collect a little bit of cash from time to time.
I have subscriptions, so now I have tips and subscriptions on my Twitter.
Wow.
So now I can start trying to make some money thanks to all of my followers at Tony Bruno Show so that we can get the house construction project back up and running.
That's right.
Turn to the new year. It's been shut down for 2 months.
It took a long time to get the subscription and tips authorized.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Yes.
So if you would
I've made like $32 this weekend alone.
Wow. All right. Ooh. It's like a radio producer at 1210 making 32 bucks for the weekend. Oh, man. So this
we don't have state income tax down here, so that's a benefit.
That goes a little further. That $32 goes a little further in Florida than it does PA for sure. Yeah, your tweet with Olbermann was great, and I thought this story was interesting. Stocker found this one from Futurism, where it says that Twitter's traffic is falling off relative to Blue Sky, according to the global trafficking data for Twitter. They had 706 million visits in September, but that dipped down to 586 million in November, which is about a 10.5% drop off. And we know a lot of these left wing blue check nut jobs have left Twitter. They've announced it. They're leaving. I keep calling it Twitter. It'll always be Twitter to me. I know it's called X. And they're leaving for more blue pastures, like Blue Sky, pun intended. And I've never understood this, Tony, this infatuation with letting people know that you're taking a social media a break or you're having an exodus. Like last week, LeBron James says, I'm taking a personal leave of absence from the Lakers. Coincidentally, it just seems to tie up and time up with all the Diddy and the Jay-Z stuff that's out there. Because if you remember,
LeBron.
Yeah, remember LeBron said there's no party like a Diddy party. Those are his words, not my words. And I know you had a tweet. Speaking of getting paid, you should get paid for the tweet that you put out on Keith Olbermann because you savaged him over the weekend. And I thought it was absolutely glorious.
I hate to do it because as I've told people so many times over my career, I've known Keith since 1980.
Wow.
That's how far back we go. When he was 21 years old, just out of Cornell. And so we became friends. We worked together in New York at RKO Radio. Then we worked at ESPN. And then when I moved to LA, he was out there. He put me on Countdown on MSNBC. So it was never about politics with me. He would have me on to talk sports and have fun. And then I went to his New York show. Robin and I would take the train up to New York City.
I was your producer when you came back to Philly 12 years ago and you were going up to New York for that Friday night show.
Exactly. So, I mean, Keith and I have been great. Robin and I went out to dinner with him. We would go up and go to his apartment overlooking Central Park West. We'll help him walk his dogs. And so, again, we never really talked about politics. We always laughed and joked about it. But then over the weekend when he announced that he was leaving and going to Blue Skies, well, he mentioned Blue Skies and he's never coming back. So I wrote a tweet. Do you have it up? Can you bring it up?
We do. I think we do
have
it.
I have to remember it.
Yeah, I think this Sean, I don't know if Sean, if you want to throw up the graphic that I sent. If you don't have it, that's fine. I can read it. But here it is. Okay, so that's the picture. Let's see if, how about that for a throwback picture?
Wow.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, but those are the ones I found quickly because I wanted to post it as soon as I could. I'm not trying to trash Keith. I'm just trying to help the guy. I mean, he obviously doesn't have anybody close to him anymore who cares so about his well-being.
Well, he brings it on himself. He's not he's like going completely off the deep end with politics and Trump this and Trump that. I mean, the guy is certifiably insane at this point. We talk about and we joke, you know, Trump derangement syndrome, stage 5 TDS. He's got it as bad as anybody does.
Because he knows there's still that the people who watch The View, the people who watch Joy Reid, you know, and the other people on TV on the cable news channels who are one way, hardcore, anti-Trump. They're always going to be there because they made money off of Trump in the first 4 years, his term, and then they made even more money writing books about him after he left. Mm-hmm. So Trump is big business for all these people.
Sure.
So there's a certain selection. There's a certain group of people who will always be never Trump, and that's fine. You can be never Trump. But when you make a hobby, some of these generals like Hayden going on and, you know, saying that Trump should be in jail. You know what I mean? That's the mindset. So there's always an audience for the now fringe, lunatic fringe on the far left who still buy this stuff.
Well, yeah.
And are still going crazy.
Well, I've got the Tony wrote again, though.
Here's the tweet. So Tony said, and this is Tony's tweet to those pictures. He put those pictures up with some words above it. My fellow Americans, I come to you with a heavy heart. The sadness of my dear friend at Keith Olbermann abandoning X is simply too much to handle. I shall log off, brave the 75-degree weather in Cape Coral, and hope you will respect my privacy during these emotional hours.
Yeah. That got a lot of traction.
Oh, yes, it did.
I got a lot of traction.
Yes, it did. But you have all of these people, whether it's Rosie O'Donnell, it's Mark Cuban, it's Keith Olbermann.
Mark Cuban's back. Did you see
that? He's back,
too. He's already back
again. No, Keith was already back a couple of hours after that.
Yes.
Going to blue skies.
Yeah, Alan Lichtman, the famous prognosticator for presidential elections.
Yes.
Who was like 11-1 lifetime predicting elections, got it wrong for a second time in 13 tries, announced he was quitting X, and then came back in 48 hours.
They all come back because blue sky, from what I've heard, I didn't run over. There's a lot of media people over there, you know, sanctimonious media. For example, like Will Bunch over at the Inquirer.
Yeah.
People like that are, I'm too big. I'm going to go over to blue sky where, oh, by the way, most of the people there are getting thrown off because they're doing stuff that you're allowed to do on Twitter, but they're going farther to the left. So if you want to have your own website where you can go on and just get into groupthink talk, because Twitter is not groupthink. X is not groupthink. You're allowed to say pretty much anything you want as long as it's not like
and I'm glad you pointed that out. And Robin, jump in here in a second. But, Harry Enten from CNN showed that X is not just a right-wing playground. A few weeks ago, we played the clip on the cut sheet. It is now actually almost identical to the electorate in America, where it's like 49% of X users are Democrats and 48% are Republicans. You know, I know, of course, you got to factor in independents, but that's the way the voting block in this country looks.
Exactly. Right. And that's why, you know, people are talking. By the way, the Tesla stock went up last week. So whatever Elon Musk is doing, he's still making a lot of money. And that investment into X obviously is not a disaster.
Go his yourself.
Thank you.
Well, and I think it also
his personal wealth is gone through the roof.
Yeah. Saved the United States.
Well, I don't know if it saved the United States.
I believe so. I don't. I think.
Well, it fixed free speech for sure.
It fixed free speech, and we would not have known as much as we know if he had not purchased X.
Right.
Regarding Blue Sky, though, I think what is happening. I created a Blue Sky account just to see what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just regurgitating all the left stuff.
It's like Facebook.
They do not allow. No, Facebook is actually better than Blue Sky. Blue Sky, you can get your account blocked in a heartbeat if you say something slightly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what's happening is there's a lot of people that say, I'm leaving X.
They did this before. What was it? Threads? What were all the sites that they were running to?
It's just too much of it. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
It's oversaturated.
And I think that's probably what saw a little dip was all these people left.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a month or two, we're going to see everybody come back because they're going to realize that there's not enough traction. There's not enough response. And it's not what X is. X has really the best out there with getting response, with getting traction, with finding out new things. finding out what's going on.
Well, yeah, and that's what this election really showed us, right? I mean, if you think about it, you know, and we've played you these clips where the Democrats were like, yeah, the legacy media is dying. They're self-admitting it, you know. Yeah, Peggy Noonan, you had Leslie Stahl, Van Jones, even Jasmine Crockett. She was on with Kristen Welker. I mean, you know, I know Elon likes to say X is the new media, but the reality is when you look at X, you look at our station, you look at podcasts like Rogan, the quote alternative media where Trump went to during the election process and stopped knocking on doors, that's a big reason why he won the election.
Absolutely. And that's the bottom. And I believe, I mean, the stats are there. More people now go to X to get their news, even though a lot of it's opinion and stuff. But that's where people don't go to Blue Sky to get the news. No. They don't go to CNN or MSN. I mean, that woman at CNN, who's now in the national international embarrassment with that incident over the weekend where the guy was under a blanket after the fall of Syria. He gets up and he's got manicured fingernails and he looks a nicely trimmed beard, and he was supposed to be held in a dark room in a prison. And then they found out that it was fake. It was bad acting. Oh, and this is the same CNN female reporter who also got in trouble previously when she was acting like she was under attack in one of those war zones. So, no, Greg Stocker is not off today. People are asking. I haven't heard Greg.
Yeah, no, I'm right here.
He's getting ready for the cut sheet.
I got to add another cup of coffee for the cut
sheet. It's a doozy today. Like 25 or so cuts I have.
Well, I always say Monday's my favorite edition of the cut sheet.
It's a lot of work over the weekend. I kind of like it.
but Stocker made a great point before as well, because I think he had the story or the clip with Elon Musk. Elon Musk's net worth in the last like year and a half has gone up. I forget what the number was, raw dollars or percentage, but this is a guy who lost. Remember, never forget this. When Elon bought Twitter, he paid $44 billion for it and lost $22 billion on the transaction right off of the top. And today, and it's probably because he's aligned with Trump now, his net value is, I think, $80 billion more than it was like a year ago. So he can afford to lose people on X. He don't care.
It's doubled since the election, guys.
Doubled since the election.
Since the election, his net worth has doubled.
That's why I played this earlier.
Go yourself.
Remember when they tried to bribe him with money? He's like, "You're going to bribe me with money? Really? Don't insult me. I'm the richest man on the planet. I wipe my you-know-what with money." Oh, well.
By the way, the biggest outrage in sports is not the Eagles and Steelers. I mean, that was a great performance by the Eagles. Is the point spread busting decision in the Washington game against the Saints. Did you see that?
I did see that.
If you're a degenerate gambler?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because obviously Washington was a favorite by a couple of, what was it, 5 points?
Five.
In their game?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden the Saints, who are playing with people you've never heard of at quarterback and everything else, they get the ball all the way down inside the 5-yard line. But they made a mistake with the clock, and the officials admitted as much.
That's right.
And what happens? They get a garbage touchdown. The clock stopped at 9 for 3 seconds. The ball game should have been over. But then a throw underneath sets up the Saints at the 1-yard line, and then they punch it in as the clock is running out to bust the number. So Washington hangs on to win 20-19. But the bottom line is, if you bet on the Washington Commanders, Skins, whatever you want to call them, you lost.
Yeah. Give them a loss, dog.
Give them a loss, dog, is correct.
By the way, Nick, our McCall's Unlock of the Week at the end of last week on Friday when we all make our Eagles predictions, I believe I was the closest.
You were. I think we all covered, though. We all had the Eagles covering the 5 or 5.5, right?
So I had, I think I had 27-13 or 28-13.
Well, then you nailed it to a T because it finished 27. 27-13, right?
No. I'm sorry. I had 27 or 28-19.
Okay.
And it ended 27 or 28-13.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I had 22-16.
Yeah.
Did anybody else call for Navy winning?
No. No, I had Army and I had Army Big Dawn.
I did too.
Robin. Had Navy.
Robin had Navy without any knowledge. She couldn't name one player, or where they even play them, where's Navy's headquarters?
This is what I said on Friday's show. I said I'm picking Navy, and everybody's looking at me crazy. I'm like, I like their uniforms better.
All right, let's do military trivia. Navy's campus is in what city and state, Robin?
And you were there not that long ago.
Oh, Navy.
Give her one of those.
Is it in Maryland?
Yes. Yeah, now, what city?
Close. It's where the Naval Academy is, Robin.
Indianapolis?
Yes.
Oh,
finally. She was only there a couple of months ago. Boom. Walking around on the campus.
I got it.
By the way, speaking of the Army-Navy game, can we just roll through a couple? Did you guys hear the national anthem? Oof.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, did we carry the game? Did we have the game?
No.
Okay.
No. This is cut 12. This is cut 12, Sean, if you want to just roll like 25 seconds of it or so. Oof. My Lord. Probably the best rendition, right?
Yeah. As a college football diehard, and Tony, you know I love me some Saturdays in the fall. I've got to go to an Army-Navy game before I die.
I can't believe you haven't been to one.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just going to say
you're right.
South Philly,
yeah.
One of the things was when it was at the old JFK Stadium,
yeah.
At the end where, you know, where the sports complex is now, where they had Live Aid and so many great concerts.
Yep.
We used to stand on Broad Street and watch the parade of the midshipmen and the Army Black Knights,
mm-hmm.
walk all the way down Broad Street. They would close it, and they would fill 100,000 seats at the old JFK Stadium for Army Navy.
Yep.
It was a tradition unlike any other. Speaking of that, though,
yeah. How about
they're bringing the Skins game back?
No,
on Thanksgiving weekend. Yes,
no, the Skins
another
game
tradition.
Oh.
Another tradition unlike any other. No, it has nothing to do with this porn star who's now going to sleep with 1,000 guys after sleeping with 100 guys. The Skins game. Remember that?
The
golfers would play. And remember Chi-Chi Rodriguez?
Chi-Chi.
And Leet Trevino, the yeah, Super
Mex. Chi-Chi.
Remember Leet Trevino got a hole-in-one, and they asked him, well, how about the pressure of trying to make a putt for $100,000?
Exactly.
He said, there's no pressure. It's not my money.
Yeah.
Pressure is going to a real job and trying to yeah. raise your family.
Pressure's trying to get to the cut sheet on time at 7:45. That's pressure.
Exactly.
By the way, one more from the Army-Navy game.
And by the way, too, with the Army-Navy game, because I've never been and it's indefensible. I mean, if you've ever wanted to go, it's totally doable. I mean, the game is either in Philly, New York, or in Maryland every year.
Right.
They rotate it. So it's no more than a 3-hour drive in any direction.
Yeah, Nick mentioned earlier Trump, J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, who else? Mike Johnson.
Yeah, Mike was there.
By the way, Mike Johnson, low energy Mike Johnson, just goes around with them all the time now. He was at the UFC.
They might as well just put Mike on a leash like a little chihuahua. He's like a purse dog.
Sean, you can roll. Just roll the video as we're speaking. There we go. So, you said they only showed it for like 5 seconds?
5 seconds on the CBS telecast.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. J.D. Vance was drinking a beer, by the way. A lot of love for JD drinking what looked like a Budweiser.
Tulsi Gabbard was there. Did I see that too?
Yeah. Yes.
It was the same entourage that went with him to UFC minus Tucker, right?
That's correct. So,
but the interesting thing is Ron DeSantis had his own entourage on the field.
Yeah.
And he was there in his own box too. But they were not in the same box.
Uh-oh. Separate boxes.
Uh-oh. Separate boxes.
Social distancing.
There's JD. JD standing next to him.
Is that Dave McCormick to the left?
Yes, Dave McCormick was
Dave
there too.
Well, yeah. Dave McCormick, a military guy too.
Yep. That's Dave McCormick.
Is that Dawn?
Real quick addition to telling people that you should at least attend once. When the Army Navy game was in Philly, we went, and it was that really, really, really cold winter.
It was at Lincoln Financial Field. Yeah. Now, this is not that long ago.
I forget 15, how many 12
years ago. Yep.
And it was the most. You have to pregame. Have to pregame because you'll meet
admirals,
all the,
and we're doing. They had the luge, you know, the
like
long
an ice luge.
I love the luge. Yeah.
And I was doing shots
with a 4-star general.
They were pouring vodka from the top of the ice luge in the parking
vodka
lot.
Vodka and Jägermeister.
Yeah, I didn't do Jäger. I hate Jägermeister. I'd rather drink NyQuil than Jäger.
I have to find the photograph because I don't
I was
remember
under
what
the ice luge
general.
With a 4-star general. Doing vodka shots down an ice
awesome.
Luge.
Yeah.
Put nice. That on your bucket list.
Yeah, and then once you do too many of those shots, they say this.
Get up, Harry!
All right, we have to break.
All right, we'll come back and a short segment on the other side. But a very interesting story, speaking of Washington and Trump, as he calls for the ending of daylight saving time.
Yes, amen, amen.
Yes.
And let's talk about
you,
it.
You tweeted about this.
You got to go to break, Robin.
I know, but I thought it was keeping daylight
well,
saving.
You,
Damn it, Robin, we're trying to hit the clock here.
That's the big dilemma here, because Kale tweeted about it over the weekend, and I think you got the wording wrong, my friend.
I did, and then all the replies, and yes. And I just didn't feel like correcting it, so I just let people keep ripping me, because I'm a man of the people.
That's right.
And I have thick skin, largely like because of pizza and alcohol. All right, coming up next, let's get to daylight savings time, shall we? 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to finishing your holiday shopping with three locations in Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Joseph Anthony. Anthony.com. But first, I need to tell you about my friends at the Piazza Auto Group, because we're running out of days. In fact, today is the final day for you to give back. This is not about leasing or purchasing a vehicle. This is about a charitable contribution and a donation that I think is very easy for you to make, because Piazza, they have dealerships all over the Delaware Valley. And through the end of business today, the Piazza dealerships are collecting new unwrapped toys in partnership with the Salvation Army. If you would like to donate to a child in need, visit your local Piazza showroom and drop off a toy right in their donation bin. We were over at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. Every location, every dealership, you walk right in, you'll see the big bin, give the unwrapped toy, get on out and do something for somebody else. And they wish you a very happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and Piazza Auto Group thanks you for your support.
That's right, count them, two Monday Night Football games tonight. Chicago at Minnesota and Atlanta at Las Vegas. I said in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm taking the Bears plus 7 and Atlanta minus 5.5. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, all customers can get 30% catch-a-pass profit boost on either Monday Night Football game. Got it? 30% catch-a-pass profit boost on either Monday Night Football game. That means you can boost your next NFL catch-a-pass bet by 30% and take home even more winnings during the Bears-Vikings or Falcons-Raiders game. Bet on the over-under spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, if you win, you'll get paid instantly. So don't wait. Download America's number one sportsbook by visiting FanDuel.com/Greg to take advantage of profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHD. 21 and over, present in PA, opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
If she's picked to be on one of the 12 or an alternate, she could be the foreman.
She could.
Yeah, there you go.
She may have to work on Christmas Day next Wednesday.
Oh, it's an outrage.
No, I don't think they have jury duty. I think they
recessed. There's no way that they have anything going on.
Only the NBA works on Christmas Day, Tony. Only the NBA. Yes,
and so does the NFL, which means the NBA will have zero viewers on Christmas Day.
Well, then that's just par for the course then. So there you go. All right. Cut sheets coming up in just a little bit. Also this morning, the Kale and Company flag handoff, as we will have the second handoff, so to speak. It's kind of like Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley in the read option. You hand it off and hopefully you don't fumble it, because our buddy Jeremy Burke had the Kale and Company flag on his truck for the last week. And now Newman Price is coming in to pick it up. And I believe we will have the handoff live on the air tonight.
The handoff will be live on air. So, Tony, Miss Robin, and to the listeners who don't know, what we're doing is we had a Kale and Company flag made up Jimmy Matthews had to wave while
How
he was running up the
flag?
It's a regular flag.
It's like a drone.
Yep. And it's Jimmy Matthews had to wave it when he ran up the Art Museum steps. So we figured what a good way to promote the show. Right. So we let loyal listeners say if they wanted to, they could wave it in their truck or their house for a week. So Jeremy Burke was the first to step up, and he had it for this week or last week, and now Newman Price gets it for this week. I think Sergeant Mark Fu is getting it the week after.
Yep.
So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, because the advertising budget is non-existent for us. Sure. So Stocker had to pay $84 for that flag, which required him firing two part-time producers. So that's how we market the show. There you go.
Hey, you got to be creative.
Yeah, you got to be creative in this day and age, in this economy.
Yeah.
Speaking of being creative, let's talk about this for a couple of minutes before we get to the cut sheet. So Trump is calling for ending daylight saving time, which is actually a pivot from where he has stood in the past on this issue. As you know, of course, many Americans spring forward second Sunday in March, fall back an hour first Sunday in November. Trump tweeting or posting on Truth, I should say, on Friday that he's in favor of eliminating daylight saving time, calling it inconvenient and very costly, as his DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, is also pushing for action on the matter. Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy putting out comments, and Trump saying it's inefficient and it's easy to change. Any changes, of course, would have to be passed by Congress, and legislation on the issue has been considered before in recent years. And I tweeted about it. I think I worded it improperly, which is why I got a lot of responses to it over the weekend. I think I might have tweeted it on Saturday. If I didn't explain my position on it properly, that's my fault. Bottom line is, I hate the fact that it gets dark at 5 p.m. I want daylight until 8:15 or 7:45. I love that. And there's nothing more than I'm not even embellishing when I say this. I actually think once we flip the calendar, now it's easier in the fall for me, Tony and Robin and Greg, because I love football, so I can still survive. But when football's over and it's dark at 5 o'clock in late January or February, I am so depressed. Like, I swear to God, it's like seasonal depression. It's cold. There's rock salt all over the road. It's dark. I just want to drink myself to sleep.
Is on Robin's margarita drinks. That's the only salt we have down here.
I've gone down this rabbit hole many, many times.
Living up north, I had to get – Robin got me one of those sad lights.
Yeah. I had a special
light. Lights that you put on you so you don't have that seasonal allergy, depression, seasonal anxiety, depression, whatever it's called.
But at least you have the warm weather when it's dark at 5
p.m. Well, yeah, but that's only for the last couple of years. I'm saying growing up, you know, in the Northeast.
Well, and also, it doesn't get dark as late here. It's like we're about a half hour behind you guys up north.
So if it's dark here at 5, it's about 5:30 when the sun goes down.
Yes, 5:30 here.
Yes.
So what you are saying is you want to keep daylight savings time all year long.
Correct.
And I believe that the first tweet that I saw, Ron DeSantis was the one that first put it out, and then Donald Trump sort of tagged onto it and said, yes, we need to do this.
Yes.
But he was saying that he wants to keep daylight savings time. I think that Donald Trump might have done the same thing that you did, Nick, and accidentally said he wants to abolish it, which I don't think is what anybody means.
So Trump and Doge are all for having it stay lighter out longer.
Right.
Okay, because that's my position. I don't want darkness early. I want and by the way, it for us doing morning radio,
I was just going to say that
It kicks us in the keister in the summer, because if I try to go to bed on a Tuesday in July at 8:15, I need it's still light out. I can't fall asleep.
Don't you have self-darkening curtains?
Blackout curtains, man.
You have to have blackout curtains.
What's wrong with you?
Or get blackout drunk like Robin does.
I've been blackout drunk for sure. Getting drunk's cheaper than curtains.
But doesn't it, won't it be like by July then, won't it be light until like 9 p.m.? Like, isn't that half the problem?
I'll manage. Well, no, I'll find a way.
It is that
why
way
is
here.
That a problem?
Why is it being light till 9 o'clock a problem?
I'll tell you exactly what you want to know. Exactly
in Philly, because now when it gets dark early, I mean, just look at the past weekend in Philly.
Yeah.
All the crime going on. We have crimes at 5:30 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the – it doesn't matter what time it is in Philly for crime.
You want to know why it's a problem with lightness, with light until 9 p.m.? Come on, Tony. You've done morning radio for many years.
Yeah, but I put the blackout corner lights on.
Yeah.
Take a couple of sleeping pills. Yeah. And
there's all sorts of places all over the world where it's, depending on where you are above or below the equator, where it actually stays lighter anyway.
Yeah.
Like where I lived in the Netherlands, in the middle of the summer, it would stay light until 11 p.m.
Yep.
11, that's too much.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, but and then there's other places like in the
in Alaska where it's like 30 days of night, and then it's like 30, it's daylight for days.
24 hours a day.
24 hours is no, there's no sun. There's no nighttime.
Well, I guess, yeah. Go ahead, Robin.
The argument is that the people that are against this is that they say that, well, the, you know, your algorithms are set to the day and the night and people do better on that. And that's all BS, because clearly there are people all over the world who have different time schedules and different, you know, the light is different for them. So
it was done for farmers initially, right? So they could.
Right.
No, that was the excuse. It
wait, is that an urban legend?
Is that fake news?
That is fake news.
When electricity was first coming around, the United States realized that they could make more money by making it darker earlier. And so that's how come they had
the what?
It falls back. So it would be, right, so that it would get darker earlier. It was all
back
about,
to my blackout drunk. You fall
they,
back
they
when you're black. Or do you fall forward
farmers.
When you're blackout?
No,
drunk.
I always
they
go forward, Tom.
But it has. It makes no sense. We just need to. We just need to have daylight savings time all the time.
I agree. Yeah, you were talking about Bobby Kennedy and Make America Healthy Again. It's not healthy for it to be cold and dark at 5 p.m. That's why we all lose our beautiful tan. We all put on 15 pounds.
Not me. I put on 15 pounds, but I never lose my tan.
It's true. You're in Florida.
Yeah, you're in Florida.
85 yesterday.
I would rather it be darker in the morning when I'm not going to, you know, be up that early anyway most of the time.
Yeah, what time does the sun rise when we're doing morning drive during the summer? 7 o'clock? I can live with that. I'm in the studio anyway. What the hell do I care?
In May,
imagine.
In May and early June, the sun comes up at like 5:30. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But just imagine though, in the winter, if we keep daylight savings time so it's later or it stays lighter later, that means that in the morning it's gonna be darker later as well.
This might be the most important thing Doge ever does.
I don't think this falls into the Doge category.
We need Elon.
Oh,
and
we need
a Vivek.
I'm sure there's somebody somewhere studying this, and there's a whole team of people that make six figures. Mm-hmm. You know, that study the effects of this. I'm sure they can all be let go.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They'll probably appoint a government agency and spend millions of dollars looking into this to tell us what we already know.
Well, they better not. That's the point of Doge. We got to stop all this ridiculous
spending.
So
what time does it get light now for you guys?
What?
7 o'clock?
6:15?
6:30?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Sun usually is coming up in the big take, I think.
So
it usually goes down by when we start the cut sheet. Good night, everybody.
Exactly right.
That would be an hour later.
Yes. Oh, meanwhile.
Wait a minute. So sunrise today was 7:09 a.m. down here in Cape Coral, Florida.
So that would be what,
7:09.
6:40-ish up here?
I didn't look up the Philadelphia time. I just looked up the one here. Sunrise, sunset. You can go into it. Sunset tonight is at 5:38 p.m.
5:38.
Yeah.
That's a lot later than here.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I'm into my second cocktail by 5:38.
At the end of this, remember, this coming Saturday is the first day of winter. So that'll be the longest day of the year with the most darkness.
Yeah.
That'll be the day that has the most darkness.
Yep.
From sunrise to sunset.
Is there anywhere in the world that does not adhere to daylight savings and go back and forth?
What do I look like? A meteorologist?
Probably the French.
Definitely a
guess.
French.
Yeah, Stockwell confirmed that.
Hideous place.
855-839-1210. Let's grab a call before we get to the cut sheet. Dave is in Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Hello.
And he's got some thoughts on Doge. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Yeah, only the federal government would have the hubris to think it can control space-time, right?
Yeah, right. Yes.
So, but yeah, if you know, we talk about government downsizing, it's almost like usually this fifth or sixth issue on people's priorities, maybe the 10th. But it's the key issue. U.S. government spending has not gone down in any presidential term since Coolidge. It's 100 years. So, and it doesn't matter which party's in power. It gets worse with every administration. You know, Obama was worse than whatever came before him. And Trump actually was the worst of them all, I'm sorry to say. At 9% growth per year, I guess it may have gone down. It may have gone down a little bit during the Biden administration, strangely enough. I'm not sure I believe that. And once I do, then that will be the historic moment that finally, you know, repeated what Coolidge did and actually downsized government a little bit.
Well, Doge says that their goal is to trim off $2 trillion of the deficit with the self-expiration date of July 4th, 2026. So we'll see if they're able to do that. I mean, I think that's going to be easier said than done. Do I think they can trim some of it off? Yes, because, I mean, Vivek has been one of these guys. He's hell-bent on eliminating the fourth state, the administrative state, the unelected bureaucrats. But they're basically saying they're going to wrap up in 19 months. They start next month in January, and by July 4th of 2026, when America turns 250, they hope to basically shut Doge down and go dark. So we'll see if that's true.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. By the way, Philadelphia, 7:16 this morning.
Yeah,
was the daybreak, yeah. And the sun sets at 4:36 today.
Horrendous.
So it's only 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight. And then by the time we get to Saturday, the first day of winter, that will be the lowest amount of daylight on that one day. And then it starts going back the other way.
Good.
On the 22nd.
And everybody pointing out that Arizona does not change.
Yeah, Arizona and Indiana. Yeah. Robin knows. I mean, Robin lived in Arizona.
But they observe standard time all year long.
Exactly.
Yeah. You guys should know that. You go to, where do you go? Is it Sedona or Sonoma or whatever the hell they call it?
No, Sedona. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was up there with the vortexes. I mean, I felt the earth move under my feet, bro.
Bro.
Currently, there is nowhere on Earth that observes daylight savings time all year long. There's places that observe standard, but not the other way.
Yeah. We should get back to show light savings time because we're about 5 minutes late for a break. And it's the cut sheet on the other side. It's Kale and Company, Tony, Robin, Stocker, Nick Kale. Dawn with the morning off. She'll be back tomorrow. We'll find out. It's my favorite edition, fresh off of a weekend of all the Sunday shows.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I don't have a breaking news sounder on my board.
What's the matter
with
you?
What's wrong with you?
I know. Usually Dawn just jumps right in and says, we have breaking news, and then we just go.
Yeah.
And I just let her do her thing.
Speaking of breaking news, just real quick, and then we'll lay this darn daylight savings thing to rest.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, 19 states have passed legislation or resolutions supporting year-round daylight savings time. Did you know that?
No,
Florida was the first.
Florida is one of them, and there's some old law from 1966 that Congress has to change for. And as soon as they get rid of that, then all 19 states get immediate daylight savings time all year long.
Wow. Only 19 states?
They've already passed.
All right, 19
down. There's more. Yeah,
31 to go.
By the way, if you want to get, there's actually a site. So you can look for yourself and you can go through the whole year, the difference in times and how many. It's called timeanddate.com/sun/USA/Philadelphia if you want to look at Philly. But then any city you live in, you do the timeanddate.com/sun/USA and then your city. And then you can see the whole breakdown because they already know because it happens all the time. So the shortest day, five hours and 40 minutes.
We know when the sun's going to rise. It's just,
and we don't even need climate change to tell us that.
Steve sends me an email and he says permanent daylight savings time done in 1974. He said it was so unpopular that it was repealed the same year. Kids ended up walking to school in the pitch dark and getting hit by cars.
Oh no!
According to SmithsonianMag.com.
Wow.
So,
wow.
There you have it.
All right. Philly, if you walk to get to the school in the darkness, you'll get shot. Regardless of what time the sun comes up or goes down.
Very good point.
Sometimes before and after you get off set. 7:58. Let's find out what Stocker has lined up for a Monday edition of the Cut Sheet.
On the Cut Sheet.
What's on the Cut Sheet on this Monday? Brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. Relationships really do matter. Cherry Hill Volvo. Check them out on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo. Where relationships matter. Thank you, Judith Krupnick and the entire team.
By the way, did you make that into the can with that shot you took? You missed.
It was a low energy. Low energy. It's Monday. I'm still...
as low energy as Jeb Bush.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys watch SNL over the weekend?
I watched the entire show.
Clips. Yeah, you watched
it. Did you really?
I did. I was watching Saturday night's main event return
on NBC with wrestling.
Yeah. So I was on that channel for about 5 hours.
We were at an amazing Christmas party.
You have a life. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, we do.
Poor Cody Rhodes. By the way, the nostalgia thing.
Jesse
with
the Body
SNL
Ventura
was,
returned. He hasn't missed a beat.
No, we don't need to see that.
It was great.
That. By the way,
Jimmy Hart, the mouth of the South.
Yeah, nobody needs to see these people. They're 90 years old.
Well, I was going
to
say,
we don't need to see him.
He apparently, and I haven't confirmed this, but they say he's 80 years old, Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true. He don't look a day over 60.
Well, I mean, his hair's jet black. I mean, come on.
Looks great.
Okay. On SNL, Chris Rock was the host. And he went balls to the wall, I guess, for his opening monologue. There's a few people that SNL kind of just gives free rein to.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, Bill Burr.
They're above the constraints.
100%. I think every other comedian has to run their scripts and everything through Lorne Michaels. Mm-hmm. I doubt Chris Rock does.
No.
Well,
he's an alum.
So
he probably negotiates that ahead of time, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Probably. You want me, don't try to tell me what not to say.
He took some digs at, he went political a little bit with Trump and took some digs at Bill Clinton. Let's just roll like 90 seconds of his monologue, Sean, if you will.
Trump, man. Trump had a good year, man. Trump's survived an assassination attempt. Survived assassination attempt. Won the presidency again by winning the popular vote. Was just named Time Man of the Year. You know? It could happen to a nicer guy. You know? A lot of people are scared. It's like, oh my God, he's going to be so undignified. And when I say a lot of people, I'm talking about the 9 New Yorkers that didn't vote for him, okay? No. People are like, he's going to be so undignified. It's the presidency of the United States. Dude, it's the United States presidency. It's not, you know, come on. We've had some presidents in the United States. Come on, man. This is not the most dignified job in the world. You know, we've had presidents show up to the inauguration with pregnant slaves, okay? And I'm just talking about Bill Clinton.
<There you go. laughs>
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is where SNL, if they had any stones, they would just say, hey, anytime we're going down the road of roasting or spoofing anything in politics, just rip both sides to shreds.
Exactly.
Nobody would be bothered if it was just, hey, if you're going to rip Trump, rip Clinton. If you're going to rip Biden, rip Bush. Just rip them all to shreds. It's comedy, folks, right? That's the way I look at it.
You're right. Remember, Gerald Ford, when he was falling, Gerald Ford had a tendency to trip. They made that a skit.
Yeah.
Because everybody talked about when the president, it's like, but did they do any of the Biden falling down the steps bits on Saturday Night Live in the last four years?
No.
I don't think so, did they?
Yeah. No. And you know, the other thing is, and I'm glad Chris Rock brought up the whole presidential element. My mother-in-law would do this for all these years of his life. Oh, did you see what he tweeted and what he posted on Facebook? He's the president. I'm thinking like, wait a minute. Like, do we need to relive JFK and all of his discretions? Do we need to, relive Bill Clinton and you're making it sound like all of the presidents are like the Pope or something. Like they're these holier than now, like they're all morally buttoned up. All these politicians are pigs.
Exactly.
All right, let's get on to the drones here, shall we? This is a New Jersey state senator. His name is Senator John Bramnick. He was on News Nation. And he just came out and bluntly accused the government of hiding the truth about the mysterious drones flying over the Garden State, saying the feds are too fearful of how people will react.
Okay.
Whatever these drones are doing, the government really doesn't want us to know, he told News Nation on Saturday. This is cut two, Sean. I see you have it. Yeah, there you go. Cut two. Roll it.
Every single person, Democrat or Republican, has been calling for the same thing. That's why I have some concern that there is something very secret going on, because how did the people with the technology have no idea, except it's not, if they're saying it's not a threat, it must be something going on that's real, real top secret.
Senator, have you had this kind of discretion from the government before when you've asked them questions straight out?
I've never seen anything go on this long. And why would the government allow the public to be so frustrated?
Right.
Why would the government allow a United States senator to be so frustrated? We heard this from both sides of the aisle. Now, that brings to me to the point that whatever these drones are doing, the government really doesn't want us to know. What that must mean is they're more concerned with us getting knowledge and being afraid of that information than having no knowledge and having all these questions. That's why I'm worried about it. It yeah. must be something going on that they can't tell us because they are so fearful of what the public's going to do when they hear what the drones are doing. There's no way the Department of Defense does not know what's going on. We have not heard. Have we heard one word from the Department of Defense? Zero.
Unbelievable. And you are calling for a limited state of emergency and a ban on flying drones, like you and I just talked about a moment ago. The FAA has already imposed no-fly zones. The drones are still in the air. Nothing is being done. How would what you're calling for change the situation? Obviously, whoever is putting these drones in the air isn't really caring about these warnings.
Well, I'm not sure about that, because who's ever putting the drones in the air is not, they're not violating the law technically. So if we put that in effect, we would see whether or not these individuals who are setting them up are bold enough to violate the law. Mm. Right now, why should they stop, assuming they're a private entity? I never would believe that this is a private entity, but if so, why do we need, let me ask you a question. Is there some reason we need drones that badly right now in the air when people are panicking? Shut them down. FAA should shut them down. Who are they helping? All they're doing is creating panic.
I agree with you to that point. What do you
want? There you go.
So I actually think that's a valid point. And I mentioned in the first hour, towards the end of the hour, around 6:50, about is this a distraction? Are they using this to distract us while they do something else? But you could apply this to what I've heard many people say for many, many, many years, that the reason they don't tell us about Area 51 and what's there specifically, UFOs, recovered shuttles, aliens in glass chambers, is because they don't want the public to panic. So I think Bramnick could be accurate there when he says they know, they just don't want to tell us, because if we do know, that fear outweighs the current fear of the unknown. I think that's a totally plausible explanation.
Will we get an answer before January 20th?
No. And by the way, and I'm glad you say that, because if we don't get an answer and this thing goes away and the drones go away and the conversation obviously goes away, then I really think you know something was up, because they love it when stories disappear from the media, right? Mm-hmm. Remember how the Trump July 13th assassination, Thomas Matthew Crooks, remember how yep. they kind of just drifted away? We've yep. spent more time talking about Luigi Mangione than Thomas Matthew Crooks.
Okay, let's just say that they know. Then I would rather them lie and give us some kind of plausible explanation so people aren't panicking and that they don't make it worse by shooting them out of the sky or whatever they're, you know, so, they're all worried about.
So you would rather the government lie as long as that ensures that
that's a bad take, Robin.
No, it's not a bad take. I don't think it's a bad take, but what you're saying
is, in this particular case,
because you don't
trust them lying.
If it's something that they are doing on purpose, it's the government is actually doing something and they don't want us to know what they're really doing. I would rather them make up some kind of plausible excuse
yep.
so that people aren't panicking.
See, I don't think that's a bad take at all. I was just trying to understand what you're saying. So you don't trust the American people to handle the truth and the facts without losing civility, which I don't think you're crazy for saying. Think about this. What have we seen for the last 12 days with the Luigi killing of the CEO? Yep, we've seen this flood of people justifying and rationalizing yep. murder in cold blood, right? So, Robin, I don't think you're crazy at all for that.
Well, I mean, it depends. It depends on what the truth really is. If it's not something that would freak the world out, then they should just tell us the truth. I think that keeping secrets is just stupid because eventually one would hope that we would figure it out. But if it's something that needs to be kept secret for a really specific reason, just give us some plausible fake something so that people aren't looking up the skies and freaking out every single night.
All right.
50 drones were spotted off Ocean County, New Jersey, off the coast there. The sheriff confirmed their police-grade drones were outrun as the Coast Guard tracked down 13 with 8-foot wingspans before they vanished, according to this News Nation report. This is Cut 4. Sean, go.
One of their officers called 911 after seeing 50 of them come off the ocean.
Advised after we made contact with that officer that there were 50 that came off the ocean.
50?
50. That was my reaction also. There were 50 that were coming off the ocean.
And this is a sworn officer?
A sworn officer, yes. We contacted state police, we contacted the FBI, we contacted the Coast Guard, at which point the Coast Guard went out with their boat, and they reported seeing 13 following their boat. And then the Coast Guard also advised that they went over them about 300 feet and had a wingspan of about 8 feet.
I just think it's kind of interesting that, you know, all of a sudden, a couple months ago, drones being, delivery was all in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden we're seeing this. That's why I said earlier that I thought maybe it was something like an overseas competitor to Amazon testing the market for, 3-hour delivery. Hey, I can get you that shirt here in 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Or it could be something like a Google Math or a Google Maps or Google Earth or something like that. You know, a competitor to them trying to, you know, just kind of blanket the entire area.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We've come a long way from the day when we beat up a robot in Philadelphia. Remember that story? Somebody had a robot in Philly.
Yeah.
And what did we do? We beat the hell out of it.
Of course we did. That's what we do here.
By the way,
I sent you the video as to why there are no drone problems in Florida.
That's right. You guys have to play this.
I just sent you that video. You can play
it's
that.
It's why drones go to New Jersey and not Florida. Lady Justice 4515, a follower of mine, Trader Jill, will post this video. And this is absolutely dead on why drones do not come to Florida.
No. Can you imagine? You're the Ocean County Sheriff, and you're trying to track one of these bad boys down, and it outruns you?
Yep. More from this News Nation report. This reporter was very skeptical about the drone situation here. This has got three, Sean, but he said after witnessing him with his own eyes, he's like, this is a real thing. Roll it.
Hi, Elizabeth. Well, I got to be honest here. You know, when this story first came out a few weeks ago, as a resident of New Jersey, as a journalist, I didn't pay it much credence. I thought it would turn out to be a bunch of pranksters and this would all be over by now. The experience I had last night, however, changed the way I feel about this story completely. What I saw was more sophisticated than I ever imagined. Take a look.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 lights, 6 lights.
I didn't believe what I was seeing. But what was I seeing? We're here in Central Jersey. We've been looking for the past hour. I think we've seen about 40 or 50 of these drones. In fact, there's one over my shoulder right there.
You can see it there.
One after another, after another. These drones appeared in the night sky.
Right? It looks like
if you look real close, they look like fixed-wing aircraft.
Yeah.
About 8 to 10 feet wide, colorful, white blinking lights.
That is not a plane.
Definitely not an airplane, but what was it? Hours earlier, I was invited to join the Ocean County Sheriff Department. They launched
launched their own drones to see if they could intercept the mysterious aircraft New Jersey residents have been reporting in recent weeks. The department says these mystery drones evade detection because they don't give off heat like regular drones.
Why do you think that is?
We don't know. It's just something that we haven't, you know, it's not something that we've had our hands on. It's not something that we've experienced.
Something they hadn't experienced until now. One of their officers called 911 after seeing 50 of them come off the ocean.
Advised after we made contact with that officer that there were 50 that came off the ocean.
50?
50. That was my reaction also. There were 50 that were coming off the ocean.
And this is a sworn officer?
A sworn officer, yes. We contacted state police. We contacted the FBI. We contacted the Coast Guard, at which point the Coast Guard went out with their boat, and they reported seeing 13 following their boat. And then the Coast Guard also advised that they went over them about 300 feet and had a wingspan of about 8 feet.
There you go.
I got to tell you, News Nation's done some incredible reporting in the last week or two. Remember last week we had the Luigi story where they were the prisoners were chanting, saying Luigi's watching from the can while the reporter was outside?
Amazing.
News Nation, I think, in the last week has doubled their audience from 30 people to 60. It's remarkable work. It's huge.
Well, I think News Nation is not getting their directive from the White House.
True.
Very interesting, yeah. Let me ask you this, because we talk about, you know, smart people, and I think we've all realized that Elon Musk is would qualify as a smart guy. Why has nobody approached him about this? A, he's intelligent. I mean, the guy launches space shuttles, for God's sakes. He's got more money than he knows what to do with. I would like to see somebody reach out to him and get him on the record for what he thinks this is, because he's probably got an amazing theory on this.
You were just saying that what if it's Chinese drones? What if it's Elon's drones? And he's testing out a new delivery system.
Elon, your thoughts on Dawn making Robin making an accusation in your direction?
Go yourself.
There you go. Alejandro Mayorkas was on with Wolf Blitzer on Friday night.
Was he in the Situation Room?
He was in the Situation Room, yeah. Discussing the authority of the, you know, the government to shoot these things down, as Trump suggested over the weekend. Cut six, go.
Donald Trump, he just called on the Biden administration for you guys to either release any information it has about these mysterious drone sightings or shoot the drones out of the sky. How do you respond to the president-elect?
Well, first of all, the statements I've made already are the principal message that I want to communicate to the American public. We haven't seen anything unusual. We know of no threat. Secondly, we have gone to Congress repeatedly asking for more authority to counter drone activity.
By the way, is there any worse communicator than Alejandro Mayorkas?
No, honestly. No. I mean, that guy, I've told you before, he makes my skin crawl. The sight of him, the sound of him, the flat out disrespect. And, you know, I get it. You know, he's a puppet. He's saying what he's told to say. But, I mean, honestly.
He's a drone. He talk about a drone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the question or the topic is. He delivers it in the same monotone.
Same.
Oh, it's painful.
Same.
I'm better than you.
100% right.
Shut up and listen to me.
Yep.
I can't be fired.
Yep.
I mean, the guy's the worst. He's the worst ever. I mean, it's hard to pick one person as the worst.
Yep.
He's got to be the worst in this administration.
I agree. But is there, you know. Say that again?
Worse than Shifty Shift?
Yeah,
he's a congressman. He's an elected official. This guy was appointed.
Right. Yeah, right. This is the fourth state that Vivek always talks about. Is there any doubt, though, because the federal jurisdiction overrides state and local municipalities, would you be surprised if there was like a mass communication sent out from the federal government to, you know, sheriff's departments and state police and every other agency saying to stand down, do not shoot these things down? Would you rule that out? I wouldn't.
I don't know. That someone would leak that out. Although, you know, they're still in bed. Most of the media is still in bed with the Biden administration.
It's true.
So
it's true.
It's hard to tell anymore. They only get leaks on things that when there's a whistleblower that's never identified. That's when it gets out. Right.
Yeah.
The unidentified whistleblower always gets their story posted. But the whistleblowers who have to put their face and name to a story, they get discredited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sean, play some more of that, please.
For more authority to give to the state and local officials under our supervision, because he correctly notes those authorities need to be expanded.
I want to play something another New Jersey congressman, a Republican, Jeff Van Drew, said about the drones over his state in New Jersey. Listen to this.
We're not being told the truth. They are dealing with the American public like we're stupid. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it's about. They haven't taken one down to analyze it. They have no idea where it comes from, but they know that it's not that. I mean, that's nonsense. They do not know what they're doing. Why don't they take one of them down, analyze it, and let us know what's really happening?
What do you say to the Congress?
Well, first of all, we have experts, and he should not diminish the extent of their expertise and the extent of their dedication to the well-being of the American people. These are individuals who dedicate their careers to the safety and security of the United States of America, number one. Yeah. Number two, it's not as though anyone can just take down a drone in the sky. That in and of itself would be dangerous.
Do you have the authority to shoot down drones?
Our authorities are very limited. That is precisely why we have gone to Congress to expand those authorities. Authorities...
There you go.
Our authorities are limited. You're the federal freaking government.
Yeah.
We've got countless sightings in countless counties from coast to coast. New York, New Jersey, Florida, California. We're limited in what we can do. If I'm China or if I'm Iran and I hear that and I hear, so the United States is limited with what they can do with unidentified flying objects flying in their airspace, I'm having a field day with that if I'm a foreign adversary.
Yeah, actually, that's not true. And Galactic Force Media mentions this, and my brother has corroborated this before. Homeland Security has capabilities of controlling other people's drones and taking them down if necessary. Go to any major event, and you will see the command buses. And this is true. Like if Rex, my brother, if he gets out one of his larger drones, he has to get clearance ahead of time from the FAA. There's a special app that he logs onto and logs his flight plan and how long he's going to be out for. And then he has to wait until he gets approval back before he can put his drone up. And if he does anything outside of that area, they have the right to confiscate electronically his drone and take it down.
Remember, this is the same government that told us the Chinese spy balloons were not over our military base.
I was just going to say that.
Let it cruise across the entire country before they were forced to shoot it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Somehow Zioli's mom knew more than the federal government.
She did. Alejandro Mayorkas was on ABC this week. He also said...
Oh, he was on everywhere. He did the whole book of shows. Yeah,
yeah, this is Cut 5, Sean. We played this one earlier. But he said that the reason everybody's seeing so many drones is because the FAA allowed drones to fly at night 15 months ago. So it's just that there's more drones out there. The ones you buy at Best Buy or Tony, where did you get yours?
Timu.
Yeah, that's the reason. It's just all of these amateur people. Roll 5.
Absolutely, George, and thank you very much for having me. There's no question that people are seeing drones, and I want to assure the American public that we in the federal government have deployed additional resources, personnel, technology to assist the New Jersey State Police in addressing the drone sightings. Some of those drone sightings are, in fact, drones. Some are manned aircraft that are commonly mistaken for drones. And we do see duplicative reporting. But there's no question that drones are being sighted. Let me set the record straight here, George.
Yeah, please.
There are thousands of drones flown every day in the United States. Recreational drones, commercial drones. Mm. That is the reality. And in September of 2023, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. Mm. And that may be one of the reasons why now people are seeing more drones than they did before, especially from dawn to dusk.
Oh. And so, it's the culmination, Tony, of 15 months of a law that was put in place. So what is December?
The skies are secure. Let me repeat. The skies are closed.
December is now a National Drone Month. Because we have a month for everything else, right? Now it's Drone Month.
National Drone Month. Yes.
National Drone Month.
Yeah, that's all this is. Yeah. That's all this
the
is.
The laws have been changed, and hundreds of people that have $100,000 or more huge drones have been waiting for the night skies to open up.
And these all have navigational aids with a red and a white light on it. Red and a green light on it to tell you which side of the drone is approaching you.
These are Democrat drones protesting Trump's election victory.
Sean, grab cut 5C here. Elise on the YouTube chat says, this is the guy who insisted that the border is secure.
So, of course.
There's no
the
problem.
The sky is secure.
My wife's checking in. She's so you know all the kooks are out listening now because my wife is weighing in.
Your wife's a kook?
She never listens to the show, so you know it's an interesting topic. She says it's aliens, duh.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. That's the other thing too. Is that nobody's discounting that it could be aliens?
Does anybody want to take a take here and say it is aliens and try to explain it?
It's not aliens.
Listen, I have a lot of friends. Mike Barra out there in the Bay Area. He's an alien expert. This guy's done conspiracy theory shows on everything: the space landing, the moon landing, the anything that's conspiratorial. He's all over it. Bigfoot. Well, he hasn't really done the Bigfoot. He's
about Loch Ness Monster.
No, he doesn't do Loch Ness. It's mostly like...
Well, Josh Gates has done that. I mean,
Josh Gates over at Discovery Channel. Yeah. Great investigator. But this isn't aliens. It's not aliens.
Okay, how about foreign involvement? Mayorkas says that his agency knows no foreign involvement with respect to the sightings in the northeast of the aerial drones. So I guess case closed on this, guys?
Yeah, of course.
No? Okay.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's our imagination.
5C, Sean, go.
Are there any legitimate national security concerns here? For example, have you seen any evidence at all, especially in these recent sightings in the Northeast, of any kind of foreign involvement?
We have not seen any foreign, we know of no foreign involvement with respect to the sightings in the Northeast. And we are vigilant in investigating this matter, the Department of Homeland Security, with the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the lead.
But there have been concerns in the past. In fact, a Chinese national was arrested in California this week, allegedly for flying a drone over Vandenberg Air Force Base. Last year, you had drone flights over Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, over a nuclear facility in Nevada. So what is the national security concern right now?
No. Well, when a drone is flown over restricted airspace, we act very, very swiftly. And in fact, when an individual in California flew a drone over restricted airspace, that individual was identified, apprehended, and is being charged by federal authorities. And so we act as swiftly as possible when an individual does fly a drone over restricted airspace and violates the rules. You know, there are, George, more than 1 million drones registered in the United States.
Wow.
You know, fascinating. Because these things are not overly high in the air. We're all seeing them with the naked eye, with the cell phone. I would actually request, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should send Tony Bruno up there in a helicopter with somebody flying the helicopter. And we'll have like Bruno pull like a Randy Quaid from Independence Day.
Yeah.
Right? And we'll get Bruno up there and we'll have him broadcast. Robin, take your phone up there and stream it live and try to make contact with these drones.
Expert.
I've been in helicopters hundreds of times, believe it or not.
Yep.
With the old Arco Go Patrol. I know I've flown in little bubble helicopters, Bell Jet Rangers.
He used to hang out of the helicopter.
I used to hang out with a camera back in the day before they had them mounted on the action cam.
He is the
cam.
Right person to go send up and do this.
Jimmy Kelly just sent me a text. He said, I'll fly the helicopter. the legally blind guy's going to fly the copter.
Well, we got a legally dumb guy running the Human Health and Human Services.
Well, that's correct.
DHS, Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah. That's called stupid.
Here's the only thing that makes that makes me think that there could be foreign involvement. I'm not saying that I believe that.
Yeah.
But the fact that people, more than one, including a sheriff, said that they saw them coming from the ocean, 50 drones from the ocean all together coming inland.
Yeah.
That makes you kind of go,
Well, I mean, they could be taking off from somewhere on the East Coast and then looping back around. But, I mean, like, it's possible. I would say it's probably 80-20 our government versus foreign.
Well, Tony made reference to this earlier. This is cut nine, Sean. The Florida man who shot at a Walmart delivery drone.
I love this
home.
Guy.
just play a little bit of the video, Sean, if you will. This is the guy.
At some point today, did a drone fly over your house and you shoot at it? I'm going to be real blunt with you and ask.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, why'd you shoot at it?
Because I thought it was somebody in turn around playing games on my house.
I got you. Where did you see the drone at?
Right above me.
What, can you walk out and just kind of show me? Right there. Sitting straight above it?
Straight above me.
Do you have any idea?
Hovered, lowered some kind of cord down or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Turned around and sent something back up.
Yep.
And then after it was shot at, it turned around and went north.
Gotcha.
That way.
What'd you shoot at it with?
9mm.
Potato gun.
Okay. Alright,
How much trouble am I in?
Quite a bit. You've been honest with me, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay, so that is 72-year-old Dennis Wynn from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was ordered to pay the retail chain Walmart $5,000.
Outrageous.
Walmart says they were performing a mock delivery with a drone when a pop rang out. The drone then raced back to the facility.
Mm-hmm.
The Lake County Sheriff's Office says they found a bullet hole in the payload of the drone was carrying. Wynn will avoid jail time as long as he's not charged with any other crime within 6 months.
Well, I guess I would
got fined $5,000 to fix the drone.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even a real delivery. It was rehearsal delivery of a guy's swimming pool as he's cleaning the pool and they lower a stinking rope down.
Yeah, I know.
It was a mock delivery.
It was a dress rehearsal.
They should have speakers on these
warning,
drones.
Warning, Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Warning.
Say, this is a
do not shoot.
Walmart.
This is Walmart. We are rolling back prices.
It is a blue light special.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not sure if you were aware of this or not. Sean, grab cut eight here. But in case you're wondering what Kamala Harris is doing these days, we have the answer. Roll it.
The likelihood is of Harris running for governor.
What she's been saying to people over the last couple of weeks, donors, other supporters that she's been talking with, is you haven't seen the last of me. I'm not going quietly into the night. Advisors, people close to her, are debating about what that means. They do not want her final official act ever to be essentially certifying Donald Trump's win over her, especially 4 years after January 6th. And so they look at this governor's race in California in 2026, and it seems to them like a layup, essentially, that she would probably clear the field or mostly clear the field, and she would get to be governor of California. It's a pretty good job, right? It was good enough for Ronald Reagan and Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jerry Brown. But if she does that, that means that she couldn't turn around and run for president again in 2028, right? She'd need to essentially declare right away. And that is what it really comes down to, because there are people close to her who say she didn't get a fair shot this year. It wasn't up to what she could have done, and look how well she performed anyway. She should get to go again in 2028.
Yeah.
And then there are ones who say, look, with where things are with the Democratic Party, she would not have a clear field, a cleared field, in the Democratic primary and could lose the nomination. And to come off of 2024 into that would be really terrible.
It's pretty laughable to say that she didn't get a fair shot. A fair shot. Yeah. I mean, nobody was able to primary. Nobody was able to try to take over for Joe. She was handed everything. And I would argue the more we heard her speak, the more we saw her, the less America liked her. So it was probably beneficial for her to only be on the campaign trail for 100+ days as opposed to 10 months or a year, right? Because then she really would have been rejected.
And she's still out there drunkenly telling party people, hey, it's not over. If we haven't won, it's not the end.
Yeah.
No, hey, I'm here at a holiday party telling you thank you for the $1 billion that went to all these different people, concerts in Philly.
Billion.
And we got absolutely blown out all over the country. But yeah, well, I'm still your girl.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this to play devil's advocate, because that's what I do here. What I mean, Nick has brought it up last week that she got more votes than Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not running up against Donald Trump in 2028, because she won't be, does she have more of a shot?
No. No, she doesn't. No. And I would actually argue that if there's one person that could make California even worse than Gavin Newsom, it's her.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Now, that's why you see Josh Shapiro doing, you know, all the good stuff, going out denouncing the Mangione guy and, you know, getting in front of that and talking about all the bad things that are happening, because he's going to be they're going to have a much crowded field. Mm-hmm. They're not just going to hand it to her.
Yep.
And if they have an actual real primary like the one she got blown out in two times already, the bottom line is, who's going to make her the nominee after this fiasco?
You know,
Newsom's going to be there. You know, Josh Shapiro's going to be there. Who else? Mm-hmm. There's going to be so many younger Democratic candidates that they're going to have to put up there. And so she's got no shot.
And also the liberals that I've talked to who were all in for Kamala.
Yeah.
They weren't all in because of her. They were all in because they were never Trumpers.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Agreed. Yep.
You know what we really should do? One time only. I'm gonna get real fantasy hypothetical here, but this would be great. For one election only, we lift the term limits on the presidency. And in 2028, for one time only, we have Trump versus Obama. Let's settle it once and for all.
Nah. Even Obama, even the Democrats have moved on from Obama. He's been he was the worst cancer on this campaign than Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton.
I'm just thinking of it from a show content standpoint.
It would be glorious. Trump will be 82 years old running up against a 60-year-old Barack Obama.
And he still won't have his hip replaced like Nancy Pelosi.
All right, so that's one.
By the way, we have had a president who was elected for a third term, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
That's correct.
Yeah, the times were a little different back then.
Yeah, it was during the war.
Love
FDR.
So that's one side of the ticket on Kamala Harris. What's Tim Walz up to these days? He's still making excuses for why they didn't win
the
2024 election. Roll this.
I thought it was a real flex when the Wall Street Journal pointed out that I might have been the least wealthy person to ever run for vice president. And I thought that would be something people say, well, this guy knows where we're coming from. He's had to pay his bills.
Can I stop this for one second? First of all, I thought it was a real flex.
Yeah,
if you have to say it like that, it ain't a flex, bro.
Yeah. Come on, Timmy. Let's
go. Is it flex that guy like Janu in with the Miami Dolphins, who are now officially shot, as far as I'm concerned?
Janu Smith,
the tight end. He's a flex guy, right?
Yeah.
You got to have one of those flex guys on your fantasy team.
That's right.
Because I don't know anything about fantasy.
That's right.
But I know that the flex position is important.
Exactly right, Tony. Yeah. That's right.
Sean, sorry about that. Can you start that clip over and play it again?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was my fault.
I thought it was a real flex when the Wall Street Journal pointed out that I might have been the least wealthy person to ever run for vice president. And I thought that would be something people say, well, this guy knows where we're coming from. He's had to pay his bills. He had to do, and still does. We've got to figure it out. And I feel like one of my roles is going forward here is figuring out a way to make the case to the public, the American public, is that the Democratic Party really is focused on the things they care about. And in this case, they didn't, you know, they thought and it might be true, not enough focus was put on inflation and the costs that those brought to people. Understanding that immigration and border control does matter to people, and it doesn't mean that you're cruel or you don't care.
Wow.
And I think that's something that, you know, in the 90 days I was out there, we apparently didn't make that connection.
No, you didn't.
Enough.
No, you didn't, Mr. Potato Head.
In a lot of cases, it was folks that were less than a college degree. These are folks that are working dang hard. I've always said that the hardest jobs I've ever did paid me the least amount of money. So there were folks that weren't voting for us would be the very folks that I care that our policies impact.
Yeah.
And that disconnect was obvious in the results.
Meanwhile, his entire state is under investigation for stealing money from the government and giving it to Somalians who are living in Somalia and are stealing money from the PPA loan. What were they called? The PPA loans? Not the Philadelphia Parking Authority. They don't need loans.
PPP.
The PPP loans.
Yep.
You down with PPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Damn right, man.
I posted something about Tim Walz and his wife that got a lot of traction on X. I said,
with
Tim,
the Christmas tree and yeah, she's putting the
they're
toilet
putting a
paper
Christmas
on
tree
top.
And I'm watching those two together, and it kind of struck me, and I posted it, and people loved it. I said, Tim Walz and his wife are that super nice, slightly weird couple that's in every horror movie.
Yep.
You know, the one that someone's chasing you, that's killed all your friends, and you think you've been saved when they take you in to their house. house until you see a framed photograph of them and the guy who's been chasing you on the mantle, and you realize that they're actually part of the bad guys.
Yeah, and then you're screwed. Yeah.
You're screwed. You think they're nice. That's them. Yes. That's that couple.
Jimmy, just turn the page.
Yeah, turn the page.
Turn the page.
Jimmy
what
Kelly.
Are we going to do? Turn the page and put a toilet paper roll on top of our fake Christmas tree in Minnesota.
Like, just drink the cup of cocoa. Don't worry.
I need that Tim Walz, the real flex drop on my board.
Yes.
For any time somebody actually does really flex on somebody, like on the cut sheet or on this show, we're going to work Tim Walz back into the equation here.
I thought that was a real flex.
Yes, yeah, so I put my Louis Vuitton glasses on.
I saw this on X over the weekend, and I am, you know, we talk all the time about crime in this city and crime in this country. Apple stores in Japan, they don't lock up any of their products.
Yes.
So you walk into an Apple store, and they're just phones sitting there. They're not connected to anything. They don't have and nobody steals anything.
They also don't have graffiti on their walls. They don't have trash laying around in their streets.
Have you guys ever been to Japan?
No.
It's the cleanest country in the world, I think.
Singapore is the cleanest.
Okay.
But in Japan.
Japan's right up there, too.
Japan's right up there. I could leave, go to a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And forget my purse for more than 24 hours and come back, and it would still be exactly where I left it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, cultures, like, they're healthier than we are. I mean, their life expectancy is longer than ours are here. Just play this for a little bit.
Notice all the iPhones displayed aren't attached to any security device. The phones just sit on a MagSafe charger, which means you can literally pick them up and examine them without any restrictions. And this doesn't just apply to iPhones, but the other things in the store, like headphones. Like, I could totally just pretend these are mine and walk out, which is crazy. But you know what's even crazier? Even their most expensive devices like iPads and MacBook Pros are only connected to one thing, which is the charging cable. So you can literally just unplug the devices and pick them up as you please. The absence of security just goes to show how much trust and honesty is part of the Japanese culture and society.
It's amazing. Meanwhile, I'm at the Willow Grove Mall yesterday because, you know, my son wanted to get his picture with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 17 cops standing everywhere because there's been fights there. There have been shootings. There have been thefts.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Center City in Philadelphia, the iPhones are locked down because of... We got Meatball out there with a megaphone throwing flaming garbage cans through the iPhone 16 display.
Yeah. I mean, there's something to, you know, like a homogenized country like this, you know what I mean? Like where they just don't let everybody in from any country they want to without anything, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, they take pride in their culture, they take pride in their country.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, is America's the greatest nation on earth, yet American citizens probably rank like 45th with how they act.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we just have some savage pigs out there in society.
We do.
Oh, yeah. People still throw stuff out of the windows. And it's here in Florida, I'll say this. Our tax dollars, they repave the roads every winter. There's no potholes. The parks are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The recreational facilities here, they don't charge you to park in most places, even at beaches.
Yeah.
You know, you're free here. We went to a big party the other night. Park free, no problems, no meters, nobody coming up to take your car away. That's why people live here, man. I know there's hurricanes in the summer, but San Francisco just had a twister this weekend. Did you see that?
A tornado.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, you're right. Just
if you ever get a chance to go to Japan, though, it's truly like you feel like you've been dropped into some kind of a movie because it's hard for Americans to truly believe that this is really how people live every single day.
Well, how many times have we played video clips from the 50s or 60s where we've shown pictures? Stalker loves to bring up the picture from the 50s of Americans on flights on airlines, how everybody's dressed properly, everybody's thin, they're in shape, they're cordial, they're civil, they're reading the newspaper.
There's no fights happening.
Nobody's urinating in public transportation or dropping a deuce on a subway.
Like, we've devolved as a society.
Speaking of that,
yesterday, my wife was working for my in-laws, so I had the girls all weekend. So my girls have a bunch of gift cards. They wanted to spend them because they feel like the gift cards are going to expire if they don't spend them right before the NFL kicks off at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. Different story for a different day. So I'm out there. We're at Target. We're at Five Below. We're at Ulta. And the people, and by the way, Stocker always says Target's more civilized than Walmart. Target was a disaster yesterday. There are parents running around with their kids without jackets on, kids with half of a shoe falling off while they're sitting in the cart. This is why I don't want to leave my house.
This is why I shop on Amazon.
This is why I drink at home and I go to bed. All I want to do is play golf, place a bet, and have a cocktail. That is it.
It's too cold for that up there, and the booze is too hot. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. We should break here.
That's right. Stay away from these stores for the next 8 days, people. It's a madhouse out there.
I have a ton more. If you guys want to continue, we can continue.
Yeah, let's continue.
Oh, yeah.
It beats what I had planned. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll continue on the other side. But first, a word from our friends at DuckDuckGo. Yes, we are talking about the limited time offer, which is the 30-day free trial. Yes, Privacy Pro. It's the subscription-based service from our friends at DuckDuckGo that includes your VPN, includes identity theft restoration, and, of course, personal information removal. And it's all available for you right now. 30 days absolutely free at DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Now, with that, you're going to sign up, and then you'll be able to track all of the items that are out there on the internet about your personal information and their subsequent removal. This is serious stuff. It's dangerous out there, right? Social security number, credit cards, all the personal information that you don't want anybody to have, but it's out there because you've signed up for things on the websites and you've purchased this and you've had deliveries here, this, that, and the other thing. Go to duckduckgo.com/1210, 30-day free trial. I personally had 52 items. Within 48 hours, 17 of them were gone. I just checked this Saturday afternoon, 46 of the 52 items gone, and I can see which items in which order have been removed. DuckDuckGo.com/1210, 30-day free trial, but hurry, offer ends soon.
You got to use that DuckDuckGo browser to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app because all of your information, your banking information is there, and you can use the DuckDuckGo. It'll be safe and secure, and nobody will mess with it. FanDuel.com/Greg, where new customers are right now can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg.com. FanDuel.com/Greg right now. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL and 1210 WPHG. Do it now. Do it now on the DuckDuckGo browser. FanDuel.com/Greg. Do it now. 21 and over, present in PA. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
And they still have the carousel in the middle of the...
They do, yeah.
Where the Willow Grove Amusement Park used to be for all of you old fogies out there who remember that great place.
Yeah.
But they use out of town. They use Abington cops there, don't they?
They do, yeah. Right. I saw a ton of them. I mean, there was a ton on duty yesterday just because there's been so... I mean, people are robbed in the parking lot. People are shot there. Like,
Franklin
like
Mills West. Over the weekend, there was a big robbery. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. Yep.
They went and got Rolexes. Yep. They went into a Zales.
Yep. Just like in Japan.
Just like in Japan. Yeah.
Japan.
I would have figured they would have went to Jared.
Well, I think it was Jared or Zales. It was one of those, you know, because that's what's in the mall right now.
Yeah.
They cleaned out all the Rolexes in there.
Yeah. Who the hell's going to malls these days?
Well, I mean,
I remember the last time we were in a mall.
Plymouth Meeting Mall's got about 60% vacancy.
When you have a 4-year-old that wants to see Santa, you go to the mall.
No, I understand that. I get that.
Yeah. King of Prussia's got issues too.
Yeah.
I wonder what Japanese think if they come here on vacation.
Let's board a flight and get the hell out of here. That's what they're doing.
Yes, life is a lark at Willow Grove Park.
That's old school. Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Who pulled that one out?
That is.
That was the great. It's on the stream.
Patty C. Yeah.
Patty C. Life is a lark at Willow Grove Park. We used to go there as kids. That was like when we would take our school trip from South Philly, like St. Rita's.
Yeah.
They put us on a bus. We're going all the way up to Willow Grove. Suburbs.
There's a great documentary about Willow Grove Park that has all this old school footage. It's on YouTube somewhere. Look it up. It's fantastic.
There you go.
Now Montgomery Mall is closing too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. I'm surprised.
I used to drop off my kids before cell phones and then say, call me on the pay. Here's 50 cents. Call me on the pay phone. I'll come and pick you up.
Have fun at the arcade.
I have not stepped foot in a mall, like a true, honest to God mall, in I don't even know how long. Because most of the malls, the stores are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
At Willow Grove, are all the stores still full?
It's pretty occupied, I think. I took my girls there bowling last year in the basement. You remember that bowling alley they have there at the bottom of the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Franklin Mills used to have the 100-lane bowling alley when they opened up, right?
Yes.
Back in the day.
They did.
The only one worth going to is King of Prussia. Like, I live by the Plymouth Meeting Mall. That place is like 65% vacant. There's nothing in there.
There's nothing in the Plymouth Meeting Mall anymore?
Wow. No. I mean, who can afford the rent in those places? Yeah. The rent in those places is astronomical.
Cherry Hill Mall.
What about the great store there that we used to love? The old school guy from the Allentown area who started and they have the basement where they have all the reduced stuff. What's the store? We met the owner who died a few years later.
Oh, yeah.
Burlington Coat Factory?
No.
It's named after a guy.
I don't know.
Somebody will help me on that.
Yeah, somebody will get
King of Prussia is growing. Exton Mall is creepy empty. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Condos? Yeah, make condos out of Montgomery Mall, of course. That area is hot up there. Lower Gwinnett Township.
Just knock it down and make a golf course out of it. That's what I would do. 855-839-1210. We'll continue with Stocker's cut sheet coming up in the final hour. He's got about 92 more clips to play, so that'll be good. But let's get some calls in here because a lot of people still want to talk about the drones. That's the big story of the day. We've got Nancy, not Nancy Pelosi, but Nancy in Montgomery County with us. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, folks. I have a question.
Sure.
Has anybody heard of drones flying over Washington, D.C., the Capitol building, or the White House? You know, don't you think Obama and Kamala and AOC would get all upset and others if drones were flying over their houses there?
Nancy Pelosi actually has a rebuttal for you.
Why would you even cover that?
Yeah, it's interesting. We haven't seen anything remotely close to D.C., to my knowledge.
They scramble the jets as soon as anything was in a 20-mile radius of that no-fly zone over D.C.
Well, so far it's been New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, California. Those are five. Delaware, that's six. Those are the six states that I know of. I don't know of anything along the southeast coast. I haven't heard anything with the Carolinas. I haven't heard anything with Texas or along the Gulf. And we've seen, I think, one or two stories in California. But those are the states of my knowledge, to my extent. Six or seven
Boscov,
states.
Boscov, by the way. Boscov was the store.
Yeah, we need
love Boscov.
If I was running for president, I would make anchor stores great again, Tony.
Exactly, yes.
We need to make the anchor stores great again. That's the reason why malls either exist or they go under the anchor store. Speaking of anchors, let's go to Ed in Del Ran. Ed, you're on Talk Radio 1210. What's up, Edward?
Hey, Nick, Dawn, and Greg, it may be wet, but they're always a sure bet. And we'll say, Tony Bruno, I don't have to play any Uno.
Now, that's the problem, Ed, with the scripted statement that you worked on over the weekend. Dawn is off today.
He's not reading from a scripted statement.
No,
this
he definitely
was. Top of mind awareness.
Now it's in my head. They're all in my head, and then I rehearse it while I'm on hold.
Love it.
Because you guys are bold, and you never leave me out in the cold.
That's right.
Hey,
exactly. So, he's no Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. He doesn't have to read it from a prompter.
Although I did not hear any kind of rhyming with Robin.
No.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Hey,
Robin is one
of the best and always getting put to the test, and she just won't rest. Now it's been confessed.
Yes. And by the way, Ed, I would.
This is for you, Road Warrior.
Ed, I would leave you out in the cold if I had the opportunity to. I just want you to.
I love it. Hey, all right, so here we go.
Yeah.
9/11 was planned for a long time. I really believe, and God forbid, and I hope I'm wrong, that the terrorists have been planning an attack for a long time against us because, you know, like I said, 9/11 wasn't planned overnight. It was planned over a period of many years.
Well, you remember the first Trade Center incident was in 1993.
Yep. So remember, Saddam Hussein was meeting with Bill Clinton back in those days, right?
So, Ed, you think the drones are terrorist related? Is that your thought?
That's my thought, and I sure hope I'm wrong.
Okay. We will see. I mean, at this point, I mean, can you rule out anything? Honestly, even in the crazy stuff like the aliens, can you rule anything out when you send out guys like Alejandro Mayorkas, who categorically lie to your face, especially fresh off of the, we don't have a crisis at the southern border? What do you mean we don't have a crisis at the southern border? We've had 15 million people come across illegally. That is the word. That's the last guy. And this is the thing that's infuriating about this. Actually, I don't even want to say it's infuriating, Tony. It's laughable because this is the guy that they trot out after his credibility has been shot to hell over the last 3 years. You can't come up with anybody else better to throw out there. I mean, at least give me John Kirby, right? Like, he's at least going to give you lip service, but it's at least more eloquent than Karine Jean-Pierre. You ever notice that, too? Whenever there's a real issue, they send him out. They don't send the binder out.
Well, you know, because John Kirby, he's not just with Biden. He was with Trump. He's been in that position for multiple presidencies. So he's not just he's a flack for whoever the president happens to be at that time. And he's kept his job for a long time because he's smooth. And he goes on and he doesn't evade questions. You know, he just gives, you know, cookbook answers.
Right.
But the bottom line is, you know, Mayorkas, the fact that they put this guy on Sunday, he and Adam Schiff somehow are always on Sunday morning shows. Mm-hmm. You notice that?
Yep. 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Budget Blinds. It's the holiday season. Budget Blinds, your one-stop shop for blind shade, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Schedule your holiday consultation. Ask about their special radio offer. We'll come back. 9 o'clock hour on the way. We'll get more of the clips from Stalker. We've got our morning mystery movie clip today in music history. I believe Phil Omquist actually was able to voice these advance.
He did. Yeah.
No.
That is good work out of Phil.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we'll find out who and what is coming up at 10 o'clock.
Pat Callahan filling in for Dawn at 10 o'clock.
All right. We'll talk to Pat in a little bit. We're back after this with the 9 o'clock hour.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.